Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams. Wyman, good morning.
Good morning, John Mike.
Lots going on.
A lot going on.
Well, we're going to get to it. Now, of course, since the last time we talked, you've hired a new city manager. Tell us about him.
He will be on the job on the 2nd of November. And we did make note that last evening was the last regular meeting for our interim city manager, who's been with us most of this year. And we thank him for great work that he's done.
Ned Muse. Who has served the city in that capacity before. But tell us more then about the new city manager who will come in first of the month.
His name is Howdy Lisenby.
Hmm.
And he laughs about his name. He's from West Texas and grew up on a ranch, and his dad thought that was a great name for a son. So it's kind of fun.
Friendly sounding. And
very friendly, and he is just a delightful person.
That's his given name, then.
That's his given name, is Howdy Wayne.
And where is he coming from?
He is currently employed in Pecos as an assistant city manager.
I see. Well, that'll be quite a move then, coming all the way.
Quite a change in scenery.
Absolutely. All right. So we'll be looking forward to that. So you have a meeting tonight. And of course, we're going to talk to you about the meeting on Tuesday night, but that kind of reflects all the things that are going on.
Right.
So as I look at this agenda for tonight, the reinvestment zone keeps popping up. And Wyman, I think you're limited in what you can say at this point, but there is an item here. It says authorizing a tax abatement agreement between the City of Commerce and Huaru Group Holding for property at 116 Maple Street, which, of course, is the location of the old Zurn plant. So what can you tell us about
that? We have a new business coming to town, and we're going to be making a big public announcement soon, but it's bringing manufacturing back to Commerce into a plant that was built for manufacturing. Half of that facility, it's owned by the Zurn company, has been leased to a company to manufacture some plastic pipe there. So we'll have an announcement on that soon, and it's a very positive thing, bringing jobs back to town.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's on the agenda for a special meeting tonight.
Correct. We haven't had that meeting yet, but I feel certain we'll get that done, and we'll have much more to say about it soon.
And we're talking with Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. And then I see another thing. It says, and we won't get into it as much, but the city of tax abatement agreement between the City of Commerce and OEP Incorporated. That's also 116 Maple Street. So I guess that's related to the.
It's related, and okay. I'm not certain on all the details.
All right, understood.
We'll learn that in the meeting.
And then yet another item here. This is a completely separate thing. Approving a conditional use permit to allow for feed store, lumber yard, and warehouse. Covered storage, and this is 2500 Mangum Street, and I've seen some dirt moving there, so this is, we can say this is an expansion of fix and feed?
This is an expansion of fix and feed. If you've driven by there lately, you notice they've done some dirt work preparation, and there's going to be a new structure there.
So that this is
just an expansion of their business.
So this would be action. This is first reading approving conditional use permit there. So that indicates that's a good sign, isn't it? That they're expanding.
Very good sign.
Yeah, that's encouraging. So going back to Tuesday, the Tuesday night regular meeting, results of the hotel and conference center market study. That's something we've talked about before. So
well, we actually ordered this study last November. And the process of collecting information for it was slowed down by the pandemic, but the report is complete, and we got the council got the first full explanation of it. We had had a copy of it, but we hadn't heard the presentation related to it, and it's very positive. The proposal is for this relates to the fact that we got legislative incentive. Passed this previous legislature to help a develop a hotel and conference center, and the advantage of it for the investors is that they receive a return of the entire 13% tax that's charged by the state and the city for a room night. They also have some advantages of collecting the sales tax that's generated within 1,000 feet of the facility. So the opportunity is now written down to where we can hand it to potential developers and see who is willing to step up and try to make it a reality. But the purpose the best result would be an 80-room hotel with at least a 10,000 square foot conference center connected to it, and the incentives that that benefit the investors last for 10 years.
I see.
So a good chance that we can get someone interested in the project. Where it would be located is not designated. It's not. It could be on private land. It could be on university property. So a lot of potential there that we will we'll distribute this report to potential investors and see what happens.
Okay, good. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to talk.
Commerce.
Good things happening in Commerce.
You bet. Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.